This is Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson on AM 560, The Answer.
Top of the morning, Dan and Amy, and we're coming to you live from Signature Bank's world headquarters in Rosemont this morning. We're launching our joint with Signature Bank, the Business Boost Program, and we're pleased to have one of the lending lords of Signature Bank, Brian Duncan, with us this morning.
Quite the introduction. Yes.
Kev Masuga, who's I went to high school with, fellow Bennett Academy alum. He is injured. He couldn't be here. And we know, Brian, it's not a work-related injury.
Well, he's claiming he does most of the heavy lifting around here. So,
sure, of course.
Sorry, it's some back surgery, but he'll be okay.
Yes. He'll be fine, yes.
So let's talk about this Business Boost program a bit. Amy, provide the particulars, would you?
Yeah, so if you own or run a small or mid-sized business and you are impacted by the pandemic and by the lockdowns, and you need a business boost, basically. So what we're offering is a $75,000 marketing package that will be used to boost your business and get you back on track or take you to the next level. And all you have to do is tell us how you've overcome the challenges of last year and how the business boost could help you. So to enter, go to 560theanswer.com/boost. That's 560theanswer.com/boost. And entries must be submitted by August 1st. So you have some time to write your story, but it's needed because what you mentioned too, 40% of small businesses closed
gone.
This past year.
Gone.
Yeah, that's right. We're so proud to sponsor this Business Boost. A lot of businesses out there are still struggling, still recovering from the pandemic. And you know, while PPP and some other government aid programs have done their job, we know that it's still a very challenging environment. And we're just proud to help small, medium-sized businesses because they're the drivers in this economy, and they always have been. And the American entrepreneur is very resourceful. But anything we can do to help, we're going to do it.
And how many customers did you lose, or customers that you had that lost their small businesses?
Fortunately, Amy, we had very few. Most of our businesses were able to roll up their sleeves and make ends meet. They were batting down the hatches, and like I mentioned, the PPP program really did its job. It helped bridge the gap during the lockdowns. But fortunately for us, our credit quality has held up well. But that doesn't mean that we don't have clients that are currently hurting and that could use a little bit more support. And as a bank, that's what we've been able to do. We've been able to help them bridge these funding gaps.
And you should tout your own success too. 100% of the PPP apps that you guys process on behalf of your clients were funded. And so that's huge, especially in the beginning when a lot of the big banks were a little bit lethargic about it and not providing great client services. You guys sort of filled that gap.
Yeah, that's right. I'm so proud of our team and the way we came together to get those loans originated. We funded $370 million over 1,100 loans. And in that 3 or 4 week period during the first PPP round, we funded more loans than we typically fund in 3 years. And it truly was a team effort on behalf of our team here. Everybody pitched in. We had people working from 7 in the morning until midnight. I remember being on a call once at 11 p.m. trying to figure out the process with one of our IT people. It really was remarkable what we accomplished. We were getting calls from clients at some of the larger banks in town that couldn't get a hold of their banker or you know, didn't know the process or how to get things done. And we just took it upon ourselves to figure it out.
And the thing that was cool, too, because I saw the emails, you know, after PPP had receded from the headlines, but there was still funding available in PPP. I mean, up until just a couple of months ago, you guys were still hitting it, making sure people knew that there's still funding available to get if you qualify in your need and there's still assistance available.
Yeah, that's right. That was the round two, and then in round two there was a revenue decrease threshold that you had to qualify for. So only about a little less than 50% of our clients qualified for that PPP round two. So once we got through our existing client base and and got them their funding. Then we went out and we reached out to other clients that were non-customers to see if we could help get them through the process, and they could deal with the traditional bank as opposed to going to a fintech or something like someone like that to get their funding.
Well, the first round was more prospective because you hadn't felt the real impact of an extended lockdown. And then the second round, as you're talking about with the decrease in revenue qualifier, now you're salvaging businesses because they have felt the impact of the lockdowns over time.
That's exactly right. The round two really again a lifesaver for a lot of these small and medium sized businesses. Hopefully now we've put the pandemic behind us. These businesses are getting back to work, and hopefully they got the funding they need to get, you know, get the doors back open and get fully back to work.
If some people feel like their big bank has left them, is there still some funding out there that they can contact you?
Unfortunately, no. The PPP program here is, for all the community and large banks is over.
And do they have to pay back the loans, or does it depend on the business and how much they lost?
So the payback is based on forgiveness. It's based on how much of the funding went to support employee salary and wages. I think rent expense was also included, and some other overhead expenses could be included in that, interest expense and such. But I would say 99% of our customers are going to receive full forgiveness on the amounts they received from PPP.
What's your handle on the business landscape in Chicago right now, particularly since your sort of center cut is small to medium sized businesses, and we've read a lot, heard a lot about supply chain disruptions and these industries trying to get back to everything running as efficiently as possible. What you're hearing and feeling from your customers?
Yeah, so what we're hearing over and over again from our family-owned, privately held businesses is that the pipeline has never been more full, but the supply chain is completely disrupted. Suppliers are demanding 30-day terms when you can get product, and they're only giving 30 to 40% allocation on orders that are made. And then on top of that, most businesses have anywhere between 10 to 20% of their positions, their employment positions, unfilled because they can't find qualified workers to come back into the office or factory.
So what advice do you give them to try and get workers back in?
Well,
I know you're a bank, but I mean,
right, and that's probably beyond anything that we can do in terms of helping from a labor perspective. But the one thing I mentioned it earlier is the American entrepreneur is extremely resourceful, and you can put challenges in front of them, and they will figure out a ways to overcome those challenges. And what we're facing right now, I believe a lot of the economists I follow say this is temporary, that this is not some systematic of any type of long term inflation. That once the unemployment benefits run out, that people will return back into the office and return to work. So let's all be hopeful that it is the case, and that this isn't a sign of permanent issues or flaws within our economy.
Well, it's probably not the Weimar Republic quite yet, but I mean, there is a couple of dynamics. One is the supply chain and the bottlenecks. But obviously, I mean, you know, this as a banker, is you create $8 trillion out of whole cloth, that's going to induce some inflationary pressure that we're feeling as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, keep in mind, though, like the way the PPP program worked, for example, and not all the government programs work like this, but the bank funded that money initially. So that wasn't
right.
That wasn't, quote unquote, printed money, right?
The government backed.
Right. The government backed money happens on the back end once those loans are forgiven. So, for example, Signature Bank, we've forgiven about 50% of the $370 million that we funded. So there's still about, call it 50% of the total funding in PPP that needs to flow through the system yet. And obviously that is a risk as we move along, if that has the propensity to cause inflationary pressure.
Yeah, that's, you know, and that the concern, of course, is that this gets passed on to the consumers and those that are lower in the socioeconomic spectrum and spend more of their money on dirigibles, and it just becomes you know, a stagnant economy, and we know all about stagnation in Chicago.
Well, that's exactly right. Prices will go up, and goods and products and services will cost more, and that is happening in the short term.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a matter of whether it's permanent or not.
In the financial services sector, how robust? Because I mean, financial services really Chicago, I don't know if you know this, not a meatpacking town anymore.
No.
So financial,
there's a few left.
Financial services, insurance, small to mid-sized manufacturers for sure. But the health of the financial services sector here with all of the pressures that are related to pandemic and lockdown combined with the tax and regulatory pressure here.
Yeah, I think most of the banks here are similar to Signature. We're the banking system, unlike 2008 and 2009, which was a crash that was caused, a lot from the financial sector. This crash or this downturn is not the same. The banks are pretty much in pretty good health. Yes, there's a couple out there similar to us that have a couple, may have a couple problem loans, but those problem loans are more so related to the lockdowns and hospitality industry and businesses that will come back eventually. So I think the health overall is pretty strong.
SignatureBank.bank is the website. If you want to get more information about Signature Bank, perhaps become a client, and I would certainly encourage that.
And if you want to have a chance to win $75,000, a marketing package boost for your company, go to 560theanswer.com/boost.
Brian Duncan, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thanks
and hosting us.
Yes, thank you.
Happy to host, and thanks for being here.
This is Chicago's Morning Answer.
Your show keeps me alive during the week. There's nobody I'd rather listen to between 5 and 9 in the morning than you guys.
On AM 560, The Answer.